Don, how are you?
Very good.
Don Lupia from the District Attorney's Office is in, and congratulations right off the bat.
Thank you.
Big law was passed, and I talked to Scott yesterday, the District Attorney Scott McNamara, and he said, I love to talk to you, but I got to give credit where credit's due, and Don was the driving force behind this new law.
Well, that's nice to hear.
So why don't you, everybody's talking about it, and all the news is talking about it. Why don't you tell everybody what the change was?
Well, basically, it was adding one sentence to a law that was already existing. And what we did was we added a sentence that said, if a child under the age of 13 is subjected to sexual contact by a person who's over the age of 21, that is a D felony. Up until now, or when this law takes effect in November, right. If a child 11 or 12 years old is subjected to sexual contact by an adult, it is an A misdemeanor.
Now, so what's that similar to? I mean, you hear the comparison of it's like stealing a pack of gum. You get the same
right.
sentence.
Well, an A misdemeanor is a lot of common A misdemeanors that people are familiar with are, you know, criminal mischief if you break somebody's window, or petty larceny if you steal something that's worth less than $1,000. So that's what it's comparable with.
Can't we just change that law one more time?
In what way?
Beating. Public beatings. I'm advocating for it.
Well, the law doesn't really allow for that.
I know. I don't advocate vigilante justice by all means, but Batman was my hero growing up. But and it was only that one sentence that had to be changed. And it took how long?
I went back and looked at the letter I originally sent out to our local assembly people and senators, and I wrote the letter in 2007.
Unbelievable. Just for one little sentence.
Right. And right away, Senator Griffo and Assemblywoman, or former Assemblywoman DeCito, took up the cause right away and got in touch with us and wanted to push this law. And it did take that long. It wasn't easy.
And it's got to help that Roanne now is in the right hand of Governor Cuomo, so that helps.
Sure.
I heard
sure.
Governor Cuomo is going to be in town tomorrow.
I haven't heard that.
You haven't heard that?
No,
well, you want breaking news, you come over here, Gail. Now, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to look foolish. But so, unconfirmed reports that the governor will be speaking at MV tomorrow. And I only heard it from one person, so I'm kind of running with it, and I really shouldn't be. But that's what happened. So why did you get involved with this? Was it personal for you? What was your motivation?
Well, since I started working in the district attorney's office 23 years ago, I've been prosecuting sex crimes against children. So it is something that has been important to me from that aspect. I've been on the state legislative committee for the DA's Association for probably about the last 10 years. So I've been involved in trying to get legislation passed in New York State from a criminal perspective for quite some time. And really combining those two things and just working in the field, it just seemed to me that the law was lacking. There was a great change back in 2001. They called it the Sexual Assault Reform Act. And a lot of changes, positive changes, were made to our sex offense laws. And this kind of got lost in the shuffle. And
right.
the age on this particular statute wasn't changed when a lot of other ones were. So it seemed to me that it needed to be done.
So now, previously, so right now, before the new law goes into effect, if say my guy out there is convicted of molesting a 8-year-old, is he now does he have to register as a sex offender?
Yeah, the way the law stands today, if a child under the age of 11 is subjected to sexual contact by anybody who's an adult, and an adult in New York is 16.
Right, yes.
That's considered a sexual abuse in the first degree. Now, that's for children under the age of 11. So that is a D-violent felony. If the person was convicted as an adult, yes, they would have to register as a sex offender.
Good. And it seems that we have a booming population of sex offenders in the city of Utica. So I know a lot of residents are saying, good, thank you for another layer of protection and a little harsher penalties, because that's probably, you could poll 100 people, and I think 80 of them would say that sexually abusing a child is the worst crime you could commit other than murder.
Well, I think a lot of people do feel that way. But I think it was more than, I want to just stress, it wasn't just my effort.
Well,
It was along with, of course, our legislators who pushed it. We also worked together with our Child Advocacy Center, because when you want to get a law changed, you really have to go to legislators and say, not only change this law, but you got to tell them why. You got to give them case examples and show them why it does need to be changed. And working with the Child Advocacy Center, Kevin Revere was the director then.
Two JASAT.
And he really helped me to push this and get some state organizations involved in also supporting this legislation.
We're speaking with Don from the district attorney's office. And so what's the official title of this law? Is there a name to it?
It's just they added subdivision 4 to the sexual abuse first statute.
So we'll call it subdivision 4 law.
Subdivision 4, right.
when this gets drafted up, how do loopholes sneak through the system like this?
Well, when you think about the fact that there's so many laws on the books mm-hmm. in our state, I couldn't even tell you how many. And sometimes laws get changed and they don't change and make it consistent, because it's just really overwhelming when you think about how many laws there are. So that may have been why this was overlooked, or maybe it was part of some kind of negotiation at the time that the law was changed back in 2001. I'm not privy to that, so I don't really know why.
And now, is there anything, any other laws you're going to tackle and take care of?
Well, we work, being on the committee that I'm on, we work on legislation all the time. And we're always hoping to strengthen laws involving, especially protecting children. We've been pushing for legislation to strengthen the laws regarding violence against children.
Yeah.
But that's more than just one sentence in a statute. That's a very voluminous package of legislation that we're trying to get through now. So it's an ongoing thing.
Looks like we're in for some nice weather this week.
Let's hope so.
Are you going to enjoy it?
I hope so.
And there is it. The first Saturday, just let everybody know, this first Saturday night, Thursdays this week, and the Crazy Fools will be playing. Gates open at 5:30, and it goes till 8, and then everybody heads down to Varick Street for a couple more drinks. Not me, though. I'm getting old, Don. I can't do it anymore. As soon as Saturday night's done, I got to get out of there, or I'll come in here and fall asleep on the board in a pile of vomit or something like that.
You don't want that.
I can't do it anymore. I'm 29. I feel like an old man. You got to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you don't want to be hungover for work. At least I don't. I know a lot of people that love it. And I'm like, how do you do it? And they're like, oh, it's the best. I just sit at my desk. I do my work. Nobody bothers me. So unfortunately, I don't have that luxury of just sitting around and nobody bothering me. So, Don, well, I want to say congratulations, and I know the Scott was the McNamara, the district attorney, was sung your praises all day to me yesterday when I talked to him. So congratulations, and I know you're going to say, oh, it wasn't just me, but you're the person I hear to take credit for. Well, so
thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
Thank you, and enjoy the sunshine.
Okay.
There's a hot dog cart down the street. I don't know if you were aware.
A little early for that.
It's never too early for a hot dog for me.